Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and welcome to October. Welcome to October. We have made it. This is it. You are here. We have made it to October baseball, and we got a lot to get into. First of all, a great slate of games yet again today. Four elimination games yet again. And, you know, here we are. In the history of the three-game series, as I mentioned on yesterday's show, we have never seen four of these, or like more than one series go to game three, and both of these game threes previously involved the Mets. One was in 2022. One was last year with the Brewers. They lost to the Padres in 2022. And so, you know, here we go. So we got, you know, last night, if you missed it, Dodgers took down the Reds 10-5. I unfortunately don't feel great about the Reds coming back in this series. I think the Phillies are going to be have a date with the Dodgers coming up. We got Red Sox 3-1 win over the Yankees, a 3-1 Cubs win over the Padres, and a 2-1 Tigers win over the Guardians. This is the beauty of playoff baseball. We already got the Guardians, Padres, Yankees, and Reds fighting for their playoff lives here after clinching playoff spots, in some cases, just a couple of days ago. Like, that is how great this postseason bracket is. I know I was saying yesterday, I probably prefer the one-game wild card. A little bit more of an immediacy to it, all hands on deck. But here we are already on game number two. It would be big if the Reds could force a game three against the Dodgers. Listen, it would be great for baseball if the Phillies Dodgers squared off on Saturday and we had a situation where it was, you know, it was looking like it was going to be Sanchez Otani. I mean, that would be pretty friggin' cool, but all things considered, I think that we're looking at I think we're in for a Phillies-Dodgers series. It's a matter of who will start game one and who will start game two for the Dodgers. This is the beauty of having the bye, is that Sanchez is already kind of lined up for all of it. So Sanchez, and then it'll be interesting to see what they do in game two and game three. I'm starting to get the sense, and I'd love to know where people stand on this. There's a report from Matt Gelb. I'm starting to get the sense they could go Jesus Luzardo in game two, and maybe go Ranger Suarez in game three, so that way you get an inning of Suarez out of the bullpen in game one. Certainly think it's possible. I mean, it's got to be the, you know, you think maybe Sanchez, let's say he gives you six on Saturday, then maybe you get a seventh out of, maybe you get a seventh out of Suarez. You hopefully can get it to Duran in the ninth, and then maybe Robertson in the eighth. Sounds pretty good to me. Sanchez obviously has to hold serve, and These are going to be big games, so you don't want to be going back to L.A. With no guarantee that, like, even if the Dodgers win one of these two games, you don't want to go back to L.A. with the chance of them closing things out on their own turf. So, clearly, I think these are going to be... And this is the problem with a short series also, is that even when you have the quote-unquote home field advantage, that the series just gets, you know... As Larry Anderson likes to say, it gets late early. And certainly in a series like this, it does indeed get late early. All right, so I said I wanted to do this on the show today, but I think I'm going to predict everything about... First of all, I got the intra-squad game tonight, so that'd be pretty cool. I want to predict everything about this playoff roster, what it's going to look like, so and playoff lineup. So I think the starting... So first of all, the roster... Let's try and see if I can name all 26 here. So I think we're going to go... As far as hitters go, we'll go Harper, Stott, Turner, Bohm. Then you got Marsh, Bader, Kepler, Schwarber, obviously. Realmuto. So that's kind of your nine main hitters. Then you throw in Castellanos, you throw in Sosa, you throw in Rafael Marchand, you throw in Otto Kemp, you throw in Weston Wilson. I think those are your 14 hitters for this NLDS roster. Let's go over to the pitching side. I think you're going to have Christopher Sanchez. I think you're going to have Ranger Suarez. I think you're going to have Jesus Luzardo. I think those are pretty well locked in. Then you're going to go to Aaron Nola. Then you're going to go to Taiwan Walker. So that's five. And then Walker Buehler. That'll be six. And then your quote-unquote bullpen-specific guys, you'll have Joan Duran. You have Orion Kerkering. You have Matt Strom. You have David Robertson, Tim Mayza, and Tanner Banks. And I think that's your 26-man roster right there. I don't think the guys are going to get cut here. No Max Lazar, no Garrett Stubbs, no... Who else am I thinking of? No Lazar, no Stubbs, no Lou Trevino. I don't think he makes it. I think he'll be in the Stay Ready camp along with Alan Ronhell, and there was Seth Johnson, I believe, will all be there. And I think that's it. Stubbs, I imagine, will be there in case there's a catcher injury. Something like that. But that's, I think, the 26 guys they're playing with. For the Dodgers, interesting to see whether or not, like, how they line up their rotation. Right now, here's my prediction. I wrote this down. My prediction for how this series goes. So you're probably looking in Game 1, Ohtani, Sanchez. Game 2, Snell, Luzardo. Game 3, Suarez, Yamamoto. Game 4, Sanchez, Glasnow. And Game 5, Ohtani, Luzardo. And that'll be a very, very tight hook if it goes 5. The Dodgers do not like to pitch Shohei Ohtani on short rest typically. Hasn't done it a ton. Game 1, with the extra off day, Game 1 to Game 4 will be... So basically what Christopher Sanchez is doing, that would be Saturday to Thursday. So Christopher Sanchez would go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. He would go on normal rest. They like to give Ohtani that extra day of rest, typically, to get what's, you know, how, you know, the most effectiveness out of him. Imagine Kershaw is available out of the pen in this series. If, again, this is all in the hypothetical that the Dodgers win, which I'm kind of just operating under that assumption. I just don't see how the Reds come back. I'll be jumping for joy. I mean, not as a baseball fan, you should be rooting for Phillies Dodgers. As just a fan of the Phillies specifically, I think you root for the Reds. I think we're at the point right now where... And then just to kind of give you a preview, by the way, of the Dodgers lineup, what it would look like in a series... Like, here's the lineup the Dodgers put out there last night. Now, bear in mind, this was against Hunter Green, was the starter for the Reds. He is a right-hander. And Sanchez is a lefty. So I'll give you the right-handed lineup first and kind of analyze what might change in the left-handed lineup. It was Ohtani leading off. An important rule to remember here is that if Ohtani does pitch in the series, he's allowed to come out and then basically get the DH for him, even though he starts by hitting for himself. He's basically the pitcher and the DH simultaneously. He's just a pitcher who hits for himself. And then whenever he comes out of the game, whatever relief pitcher comes in for the Dodgers, Ohtani starts DHing for. That is how the rule works. So Ohtani in the leadoff spot, Mookie Betts in the two-hole, Freddie Freeman, Phillies killer, in the three-hole, Max Muncy in the four spot, Teoscar Hernandez in the five spot, Tommy Edman in the six-hole, batting seventh was Andy Páez, Kike Hernandez batting eighth, and Ben Roetvedt, I believe is how you say his last name, batting ninth. And defensively, it was Ohtani DHing, Betts at shortstop, Freeman at first base, Muncy at third, Hernandez in right, Teoscar Hernandez in right, Tommy Edman at second, Andy Páez started in center, he moved over to right later in the game, Kike Hernandez started in left field, and Roetvedt was the catcher. Snell, he went seven innings. Their Achilles heel is really just their bullpen. Like, the key to this series is getting into their pen. These games will never be over because the Dodgers just, like, that's how they, like, Vesia comes in, immediately allows two runs. Henriquez, I believe is how you say his last name, Edgardo Henriquez, he allowed a run also. I do believe the Phillies will have the managerial advantage in this series over Dave Roberts. I think Roberts has had the beneficiary of a lot of talent over the years, but I don't think that he, you know, I don't think he's like some managerial wizard. I think Rob Thompson has the advantage over him. I think that these guys play hard for Topper. I think the Dodgers like Roberts too, but I think that'll be a fun battle to kind of track. Now, as far as potential, I guess, platoon guys who can come off the bench for the Dodgers. Coming off the bench last night, again, these were two righties they were facing. They do have Justin Dean as a righty off the bench. Alex Call can come in as a right-handed outfielder off the bench. Miguel Rojas came off the bench last night. He's also a righty. So they do have a number of right-handed bats that they can throw at you. Dave Roberts not afraid to pinch hit typically. He likes to be aggressive. The Dodgers have always been a very analytically driven organization, as they like to say in hockey. And so I think that this is going to be, assuming this holds, I think this is going to be an absolute grind of a series. I think it's going to be just a slog of a series. It feels like, to me, I'll say Phillies in five, but it's not going to be easy. I think that this is a series that whoever wins the series is going to be the favorite to win the National League and go to the World Series. I mean, it feels like the NLCS happening in the NLDS, and it kind of sucks because of seeding, because the Brewers got the number one seed, Phillies are the two, Dodgers are the three, that's how this is going to play out here, but I do think that will be the case. It feels like whoever wins would be a favorite, not maybe a heavy favorite, but a decent-sized favorite over the Milwaukee Brewers, and I'm excited for... I'll be excited if the Reds find a way to come back. Even though it's only a three-game series, they got to win two games. Just doesn't feel like it's in the cards. I do feel as if this is going to be a Phillies-Dodgers series, as you can hear through this entire episode, kind of operating under that assumption. I'm sure Justin Morgenstein, Francisco Rojas, later in the week when they officially know this series matchup, will kind of have thoughts for you on that. Potential start times for this series, I'm thinking it'll be Saturday. Seems like it'll be like 6 o'clock time slot, 6:30, something like that. And then Monday night, most likely, could be another 6 o'clock game. We'll see kind of how that plays itself out. but I'm ready, locked and loaded. The inter-squad game should look like it's. I'm excited to see some tactical stuff, how they handle that, who the umpires are, how seriously do they take it, how many innings do they play. I think Dombrowski yesterday kind of hinted that they might play 7 innings and see where they're at. Rob Thompson saying the same. So I'm glad that they're taking it seriously. They're adding a playoff-like atmosphere. I don't think it'll match quite the atmosphere we see on Saturday. I'm sure the sight of Shohei Ohtani on the mound will really rev up this crowd, rev up those Phillies faithful. And I really hope that this is a long Red October. Last year was too damn quick. Only 2 games at home, in and out. Not a fun way to get bounced. This is has the feelings of a really, really special year if they can just survive this Dodgers team. And by the way, they beat the Dodgers 4 out of 6 times in the regular season. Beat them 2 out of 3 in April. Beat them 2 out of 3 at Dodger Stadium in September. I'm not going to say they have their number or anything like that, but I do think this is a team they know how to compete with, a team they know how to go head-to-head with, a team they are not afraid of. And so I like the Phils' chances. I'll give a lineup prediction. I think it's going to be Turner leading off, Schwarber batting second, Harper batting third. Seems like Bohm's going to get the cleanup spot. Then, let's see, they probably go a lefty in, I guess they could go either Marsh or Kepler. I'm thinking, so let's see, what did I say off the bat here? I think that they go in the leadoff spot, Turner, second spot, Schwarber, third spot, Harper, fourth spot, Bohm, fifth spot, probably Marsh, sixth spot, Bader, seventh spot, Kepler. Again, that's if it's a right-handed pitcher pitching, which would be in game one. Game two might be Blake Snell, so maybe you get a lefty and you get Castellanos in there. Realmuto batting eighth and catching, Stott batting ninth, playing second base. I think that's going to be your lineup. I feel pretty good about that. Realmuto, I think, is like the classic, like turn, and him and Stott are like the classic turn the lineup over guys. So I kind of feel good about that. I think I like where this team's headed. I like the firepower this team has. I like the pitching, how they're lining it up. I think it's really to the Phillies' advantage, not disadvantage. A, that they had the bye, and two, that they're going to get this extra off day between game one and game two. I'm ready. I hope everyone else is, and I hope everyone is buckling up for a Red October, because these October games, they can really be fun, but they can, you know, it's the, what's the saying, the glory of victory and the agony of defeat. And Mike Schmidt once said that Philadelphia is the only city where you can feel the glory of winning and read about, you know, read the agony of reading about it the next day. I didn't get that quote exactly right, but that, you know, Philadelphia is a tough place to play. I hope the opposing teams feel it, and I hope that this city locks in as they have in years past, and this team takes us on a magic carpet ride. All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Stay tuned. Sure, we'll have a lot more fun episodes in the near future, again, right here on Phillies Today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.